You recording?
Yeah.
Yep, we are. I'd like to call the November 22nd, 2022 meeting order with a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Joel.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Mark Sauer.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call.
Okay, I need approval for the minutes from the November 8th regular meeting.
I so move.
Second.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sauer.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
I need approval minutes from the November 15th. It was the 15th, correct?
Fifteenth
special meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call, Mark Sauer.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Abstain.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
Okay, Joel, fiscal officer's report.
You should all have your normal reports in front of you. Fund status checking account, $769,922.08. Pool investment, $604,708.85. Payments, warrant numbers 21240 through 21272, and that totals. $159,930.45, and that's payments since last meeting. And then deposits, which I only printed out one copy.
You want the total?
No, I have that, but just say they.
Okay.
Deposits made since last meeting is $30,599.82. The payments are so high because we have a payment to Motorola and the radios and payment to Toledo Sign. I think those showing up as the big ones.
Yep. Yeah, right. And Blousy Trucking.
Yep. So.
Right. Okay. All right. Motion to approve the financials as read.
I can second that.
Second, Dave Bench. Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sauer.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. So does he need a?
Yeah. So I kind of changed the agenda a little bit. After the last meeting, we talked about the most of the department reports are in usually an old business or new business. So Joel, I moved yours up there. I think the ARP funds, the $38,000 for the demo. You need to appropriate that money.
Right. Yeah. So just to correct. Don't throw me off here.
Sorry.
Because we had the special meeting. That was the 15th, right?
Yeah.
And that was approved the demolition and the amount, correct? And we're just looking for clarification what fund is coming out of. Just kind of like we did with the CARES Act where we said,
right,
hey, just so everybody's aware, it's out of this fund.
So $25,000 of that $38,000 is going to be funded by the grant. Do you want to pay it all out of one fund, and then you're going to put the grant monies in there to reimburse that portion?
Well, I would imagine I would just put that $25,000 into the general fund because you can take.
Oh, okay. So you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, you expend the money from the.
Okay.
The ARP, if who cares, right? I mean, as far as if that $25,000 doesn't need to go back in that fund.
Okay.
In fact, I don't want to because then we have to use that money then.
Okay. Right? Very good. Then.
So we'll just put it in the general fund and then it just can spend it on anything.
Okay. All right. So you're proposing that then.
It's more of a clarification.
$38,000 of ARP funds for the demo bid.
Yeah, just clarification that money was.
Do you need a vote or is that just an FYI?
I guess it could just be an FYI since you approved the money.
Okay.
And then the only other one is the. Actually, I don't know why I have this note. I think that answers my question from the agenda. We're okay.
Okay. And then the only thing I had on there, but I think we approved it the last meeting, was the internal public records request form.
It's like version one.
Yeah. There are some suggestions for edits to the first version.
So what we have is a fillable form, right, which I made, which that was one thing you also asked for, besides adding those two things, which was a signature and something else.
You got the list, right?
I have the list.
Okay.
But the last meeting we had, there was just two changes you always wanted to see. Right. That's what you got.
Okay. Right.
I think it's pretty, I mean, other than if it's not on the new letterhead, but I think it was pretty much everything we needed for us internally.
And that Mark had suggestions he gave me after the fact.
Right. Right.
Okay.
No problem.
So, yeah, I can consider that just an opportunity for continuous improvement. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's not a very, just an internal.
It's a working document for us, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I don't have to get real.
Right.
Now, one thing I will say on that, so two things. One, I sent an email, I purchased a second
recorder. Right.
So, like, it's in that blue zipper case, so it's different than the one that's in the black. So you can take that, or anybody can grab that if they have to go to a meeting somewhere and they want to record that meeting. I would suggest just grabbing that and using it. And then it's a USB one, so you just stick it in the side of a USB in your computer, then you can take it off of there and do whatever you want with it, which is very helpful if you have to record a meeting. It's not in this room or not in the hall, which is real important to have a backup also.
So you could use the two portables, one as a primary, one as a backup.
Yeah, so if you're in here, you're recording, or you're out in the hall, you're recording, but if it's a very important meeting and you want to have that recorded,
right,
which I would always suggest doing, just take that and just set it on the table and then be it what it is. Because, you know, I don't know. I can hit that button and stop the recording and it's not on there.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
I was wondering if we had trouble with that last meeting. That's why you sent that. But we didn't.
No, I always wanted to buy another one so that it's there in the open, you know.
Good idea.
And like I said, if you go to a meeting off-site somewhere and you want to record it, you know, and listen to it later. It's there.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that all you had,
Joel?
That's
all I got.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Zoning. So Linda's not here tonight. But one of the things that we do have to address tonight is there's a parcel at 11013 Dyke Road. This is at the end of Dyke Road. Just a vacant lot right now, and this is just a small piece of it. Most of it is residential now. There's one small piece there that's commercial, and the owner wants to convert it from commercial to residential as they combine them, the lots all together. So we have to have she's got to post it in the paper. And I am looking to do it, if everybody else is good here, on December 13th at 6:30 p.m., which would be a half an hour before our next regular meeting.
I think that makes sense.
That was my thinking, too.
Yeah.
That's like a public meeting?
It is a public meeting. Yes, it'll
be a special meeting.
Yep.
It'll be a separate public meeting. We will need trustees there to open
the meeting. To combine the lot, sorry.
Change zoning from commercial to residential.
Yeah, from C2 to R1.
To R1, yeah.
You need the address, or do you have that?
I have 11013 parcel number.
No, I don't have parcel number.
Just address 11013?
Dyke Road, yeah.
Okay, yep, got it.
Okay, do we need to vote on that, or we're just...
We're
just setting the date.
And then she'll put the newspaper notice out. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Yeah. Yep. That's all I had for zoning. Anybody else have anything from her?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, moving on. Gary is finally done with football. So.
So winter sports has started. We got about 30 athletes, not about, we have 30 athletes participating in winter sports through basketball and cheerleading, which is awesome.
That's good.
They started practices last week. I had made a recommendation to the Oregon Rec when they scheduled to try to get the kids with the Jerusalem residents on it to practice at the elementary. So they said that that shouldn't be an issue, so it's pretty cool. I'll get to the Christmas party in a little after I got a couple other things I want to talk about real quick. So hall rentals seem to be going well after I took that over. The last few rentals, I rolled out an online lease agreement with the Google Forms, and that's after they called me and asked about it. So instead of having them print off the PDF, I just said, hey, here's a link to the online form. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you think. We're going to see, and everybody, I've had like six people fill it out already. They seem to like it, and it's
wonderful.
The only thing that I need to figure out is with Joel with payments is do you want me to print that off send it to you with it? Or yeah.
In the past, you have given me payment with that, which is only helpful for if matching it up later.
Okay.
If there's a problem, especially if I have to refund a damage deposit.
Okay.
And there's an address and such.
So the way I did it, Gary, was I would give him a copy of the lease agreement with the check or the cash. Right. Would go in his drawer in there. And then once I knew that the hall was complete, we didn't have any issues, I would make another copy. I'd just take my original and write on there, please refund X amount of dollars.
Okay. And you don't have to.
So
just a communication could say, Joel, refund.
So I think that with how we have the online part going and how people seem to like that, can I just send you an email?
Yeah,
that
work? Okay. Right.
With that, I'll attach that Google form to it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was next thing ahead. And because it's going so well, I'm going to email Neon Goldfish tomorrow and try to get that permanently put on the website where instead of having to call me, they can just go on there, fill it out. It gets emailed to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them a call and we're good. So
perfect.
That's that. All right. We're doing a Christmas party, a Christmas celebration. It is going to be on Sunday, December 18th. From 3 to 6 p.m. is when the community, we're kind of merging with what the township used to do pre-COVID to what they did during COVID with having a little celebration here. And then after that celebration, have a little parade, which is what they did during COVID, from my understanding. So from 3 to roughly 6 p.m., depending on when it gets dark, we're going to invite the communities, the community to come here, decorate a fire truck. The A-car, please step in to help me out, Chief, if I'm misunderstanding it or pronouncing this incorrectly.
I believe we're creating two floats.
And creating some floats to have the community decorate for Christmas. Rumor has it Santa Claus might be there, which would be really cool. But we'll have refreshments and games for people to play and crafts to do and all that stuff. And we've got volunteers that are going to help out. We have donations from Carol. I'm going to butcher her last name. Ninsgoda. I have her kids at Jerusalem. Yeah.
Minnesota.
Perfect. Minnesota. So she's donating a whole bunch of stuff. We have a message thread going with myself, Yasmin, and several other people that are going to be helping with it. So the parade probably going to have a tree lighting ceremony once it gets dark to kind of just kick off the holiday season. And cool. it should be a lot of fun. So if you guys have any input, I know I talked to Mark a little bit at the feather party. Anybody you think could help or would be interested in helping, or any ideas that what we've done in the past to make it better, please don't hesitate to reach out and help and give me ideas.
We'll reach out to Lake Erie Tree to install the lights. They did it with their bucket truck before, so I'm hoping they'll be able to do that for us this time again.
Gary, any information that you want on the sign, let me know.
For sure.
And I'll start playing with it and
awesome.
Getting it ready and when you guys want it to go out. So
perfect. I think really right now the only information is probably just the date.
Okay.
And then we'll blast it out online and I'll get a flyer made up and I'll give it to every single kid at the elementary and it should be pretty cool. So
yeah. Okay.
Gary, did you find a savings book?
I'm not yet.
I don't remember how much was in it, but I guess my wife gave it to Mike.
Okay, I will get a hold of Mike tomorrow and ask him about
it. And it's probably got my name on it, so.
Okay. So, my guess it'd probably be in the rec storage, would be my assumption, but.
Well, everything was moved out of there.
What's that?
Everything was moved out of there, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
So, okay.
I don't know where it would be,
I'll find it. I'll get a hold of Mike.
It's over at probably at the bank there, right? You can probably just get a new one.
Yeah, should
you
be
might have to sign off on it. But
I'll probably have to sign off.
Yeah.
But I really don't know how much is in it. There might be enough to buy some food or something,
Sweet. Okay, yeah, I'll look into that tomorrow. You guys have anything else for me?
I do.
Yes.
So, because you weren't at the last meeting, and we had talked a little bit about all the different boards, rec board.
Yes.
Zoning, BZA, trustees.
Correct.
So one thing that we were kind of aware of, or not, maybe wasn't being done, but all meetings are gonna have to be, they should, their meetings should be recorded also.
Yeah, the at a minimum, minutes are required.
Okay.
Written minutes. And we also have the equipment to do audio recordings, which aren't required, but desired.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'd almost have to appoint somebody off the board to be your secretary to record and transcribe minutes. And then we're just abbreviated. But Joel also, like Joel said, he's got that other recorder right around the corner in there that.
You guys meet in here?
We haven't really had meetings over the past couple of months.
Right.
It's been all via email and text message and whatnot, but.
But as you do it, you know.
Right.
Because them are advertised, right? Them are, your meetings are advertised. Public, they're public meetings, so. Just something to think about. I don't know if Mike did it. I don't know, I doubt he probably did. But it was something that was kind of brought to our attention, and I'm like, you know what, I bet you the rec doesn't do that, so. Just passing that along, something that we need to do.
And then when you have your written minutes, and if you record audio minutes, both of those can go off to Neon Goldfish to be uploaded to your site.
Awesome, thank you.
Anybody have anything else for?
Nothing else I have.
Gary? Gary, is that it?
Yep, that's all right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Chief, because he wants to go.
Well, good evening. First of all, thanks for all the support for the feather party. It was a huge success. We did have a Lucas County deputy there that we contracted to provide some security for us, and so that was an added. But everything went really well, and it allows the association to do some other good things too, because. They had just donated to the food pantry prior to Thanksgiving. So that's just an example of some of the things that the association does besides sometimes buying equipment for the department. This coming Sunday is the Lucas County Children's Services Bike Build. So that'll be on Sunday. And there was a flyer that went out in the Metro Press with that information out there. And then for the first year, there is a toy box drop-off inside the foyer of the trustee's office. So if anybody has anything, maybe we can talk about putting something on the sign and mention that that's
available. Yeah, it is out on the website, and it's out on social media. So, yeah, we could, and I think I can send you... Josh sent me the PDFs, the GIF files. So
okay.
I converted them to GIF files, so I can send those to you, and you can see what you can.
Or see if you can upload it right to that off your thing, and we'll try that.
Okay.
And then it should be right in the content. But if not, you can send it to me. And
so, the bike build is open to anyone. If anyone is inclined to come over and help assemble some bikes, it doesn't take long. It goes rather quickly. The bikes are pretty simple. We'll pick those up on Saturday from the Meyer store in Oregon, and with our big trailer, and then Sunday we'll have the event. So, and there'll be some light refreshments available for people too. But it's kind of fun, and I'm just proud of the fact that, you know, this is coming from Jerusalem Township. So. And we'll take the big trailer and we'll go down and deliver them and take them all upstairs to Lucas County Children's Services. And then they take care of all the delivery of that. Yes. The fire department, we're approaching 400 runs, which is about normal for us. Everything's been going well. Acumed's been, keeping up with what we supply them as far as our third-party billing for EMS services. And we've been mutuating back and forth. Friday was just a very interesting day. We had, first we had Muffins and Me in the morning at 8 o'clock, and then we assisted for a funeral with Alan Clay for one of their fallen retired firefighters passed away. And then we had our feather party, and so it was a pretty hectic day. But then in return, Alan Clay supplied three EMTs for providing coverage for our community, which we didn't have to utilize that, but it was there and ready to go. But we did catch a fire just before the 7 o'clock went off, and so we sent a crew up to Oregon, and fortunately everything went extremely well and was successful. So we had another fill-in for Oregon for another fire, and we did incur a little bit of challenges. This is when we had the extreme cold, and so our rescue engine had some brake problems. Since then, it's already been up to American, been evaluated. Parts just came in today. The truck will go up tomorrow and get the rest, the remaining parts put on there, but it doesn't look like we have any, no permanent damage or significant damage. It's gonna be a little costly. These brake chambers are a little expensive, but it doesn't matter. We have to get this done.
Yeah, do it.
And do it right. But there was no permanent damage to the drums or the brakes or anything of that nature, so we didn't have to go into a big, huge expense like we were concerned with. Other than that, everything's been fine. We're really pleased with our floor, and I think the community is happy to see the nice floor, and it sure was nice. The only thing I need tonight is there is approval for two invoices. The first one is Dimex Services. City of Oregon has now required backflow preventer system to be installed in our water. The water does come into the fire station first, and then it gets distributed to the rest of the buildings. I myself don't feel that the fire department should incur the entire cost of this, maybe a portion of it, but there's that one that has to be approved because it's over that 3,000 limit. So you want to act on that one first?
Good thing he's not in charge.
I'll pay $10.
You'll pay $10. I would say we'll pick up the 100 on there and make that way you can even make it even 3,000. But
so where's the backflow device go?
It is it comes off behind the meter. So the meter is in the fire station. And then they installed it, and they were able to come off the meter, go vertical above our garage doors, and keep it all up elevated. This, please understand, this will get inspected every 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
And myself, I think it's a joke.
This is the initial cost to install it. The cost of inspection will be much less than this.
Oh yeah, I think the inspection. Right. I'm not sure what the in Florida the inspection is like $35 every 2 years.
Joel, do you have an allocation basis that you'd use?
Split between his fund and...
But Chief had asked that it be shared.
Yeah.
You have an allocation basis? Okay.
Yeah, we have money for the...
He has to do that for the electricity.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it's going to be split 50% because water usage is pretty not equal. I mean, the hall uses a lot.
Our majority of the water comes out of the hydrants, which are not metered. So we try not to use... You know, excessive water, you know, off the
meter. So this meter feeds your kitchen as well as the hall kitchen?
Yes, right?
It's the whole complex.
It's the whole complex.
Okay. All right. Do you need a motion?
It's over the 3,000, so the fiscal officer wanted the approval by the trustees.
I can make the motion to pay the $3,100 to Dimex for the backflow device in the water line. With the intent that the general fund is going to split it with the fire department?
Probably some of Kevin's a little bit too.
Yeah, between the
Irish, yeah.
General fund, roads and bridges, and yeah.
You got fire department.
I'll second that.
Okay, second Mark Settler. Roll call, Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Saller?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Does this go to Joel now?
It does.
Okay.
And Tony, you know, it's funny, you could back on the hydrants before you will on...
I know.
Doesn't make sense.
Don't even get me started on this thing.
I got one, too, in my house. I had to put one because I got a big line coming in.
They did it in Florida several years ago, and
Mine leaks. Sometimes it'll I don't know what it does, but I got a pan underneath mine. Oh, geez. No kidding, yeah.
I hope mine doesn't because it's way up close to the ceiling. Okay. Gentlemen, the next one I have is for the replacement of turnout gear that was damaged in a fire. When we had the fire at Cujino and Route 2, this is how long it took to get the gear.
Wow.
So two of our firefighters, their gear was damaged beyond legal use or usable use anymore. So... it's over my expenditure, so I just need you guys to approve it.
And the good thing was is that they had two sets of turnout gear because we used ARP funding to buy you guys gear in the past.
They weren't without, but...
Now, let me ask you, and I don't have a problem with this, but is there any chance of the insurance company kick the homeowner's insurance?
We could try. I don't know that... I've never dealt with it in that fashion or anything, so I'm not... experienced at it. I mean, I could probably talk to our prosecutor first and see if there is an avenue to go back after the... He's the insurance man. Maybe
I would just send the insurance company an invoice.
That's what you would do?
Yeah. And they will probably pay it. Yeah.
So, okay, so we go ahead and pay and then the township would invoice
there. Yeah, I mean, we just got to get a name of the insurance carrier. And
if you can help me with that, I'll get the carry. I'll get that information.
I mean, it's $4,000. I mean, you might as well.
I would like to have the have it replaced.
Okay. I can move to approve the $3,980 for the replacement gear from Phoenix. So the Phoenix Safety Outfitters for damaged turnout gear from the fire with the intent of submitting the bill to an invoice to the homeowner's insurance to reimbursement.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Saller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
You done spending money?
I am completed, unless you have any questions for me. I'm pretty well all set.
You got anything for him?
I have nothing else for Chief.
Dave, anything?
I had a lot of comments on... the feather party, how well it went, all the TV things or screens you had up there. Everybody commented that I talked to.
Jim Wolf is carrying the tradition on from his father. His dad was the announcer, and now Jimmy's doing it. And that's a lot of announcing and a lot of towards the end of the night, he was looking for, I'm gonna have to have peppermints in the station now because his voice was getting a little bit challenged, but. Everyone did just a really, really good job. I mean, it was
a great event. Yeah,
it was fun. That was the intent. The association wanted to keep the pricing down because we enjoy having the community come in, and so that's where we were at. But there was, again, I just want to thank all of the people that provided donations for door prizes and major prizes. I mean, we had a whole hog donated to us, which is, pretty generous at today's costs.
Mm-hmm. So. Certainly is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
And you're going to skedaddle?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you very much. All right. Maintenance department, Kevin's not on. Food pantry, Richard's not here. Anything from the Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy?
Yes, Elvis is on. Hang on, Elvis.
She's at home, Anna.
Elvis, can you hear us?
I don't have any audio coming through.
Motion to adjourn meeting.
I try to patch him in through the phone. I can't seem to, I'm not getting any audio coming through the computer.
Okay.
We'll move on. All right. Come back to him if he gets that straightened out. Okay, moving on to old business.
There he is.
Oh, that's him there. Oh, sorry, we'll go back.
Elvis.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were calling me.
Okay, sorry, we couldn't get any audio through the computer, so I thought...
Yeah, I was off mute, so it's a technical difficulty.
Yeah, I think it is, yep.
Anything, Elvis, with the Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy?
Yes, thanks. First, good evening, trustees and residents. Not a lot to report, but in our last meeting, we completed the staff gauge open process that we were working on, and so the next steps are and in fact they're already done. We have three dots elevation marks on the Cooley Canal, the Ward's Canal, and then down on Route 2 near Howard Bridge there. So that's all marked off, and you folks are familiar with the Emergency Action Plan and the NIMS, National Incident Management System, so we're following protocols to put up staff gauges so that we have some visual documentation for any future events. So that hopefully will be completed here in the next month or so, and that's the only thing that really I think there's to talk about tonight.
All right. Thank you, Elvis.
Very good. Thank you.
No questions for the Conservancy? If not, have a great evening.
Cool.
Thank you, you too.
You too.
Okay. Old business. Teach out and sax flapper.
I haven't been out there to see it. I saw it on the phone, but the phone doesn't do me any good because I don't know how much.
Right.
Yeah, so I haven't... I've been working on the ditch on Decant. They've been keeping me busy.
Okay. Curtis ditch cleaning.
That's going to start December 9th. Anderson Tree Service is going to move in and probably take them 2 days to get that done. And then I imagine Grotto will move in. It'll probably take him about 2 days. So the ditch will be clean so we can, then I have to call the engineers so the surveyors can come out to survey it to see if we can put that 12-inch tile in with some grade. So it's moving along, Bill.
All right, Route 2 in Elliston, the state there on the end. Any word from them?
Yep, they were out there Monday, and they got to move some rock, and then they're going to take a camera down in there and see if the tile's any good under the road. I'm hoping that that's concrete, and they just put a stub of galvanized in there, and that's what's rotten. But they're going to check it all out, and so at least they're doing something. You know, they're just not saying, "Oh yeah." They're,
yeah.
I don't know how many times all of us have called that one, and yeah.
I think that's been about a 5-year project.
Well, people can laugh, but it takes a long time to get somebody to do something.
Mm-hmm. Decant ditch cleaning.
That's in progress. We've been hauling the dirt to 11741 there at the old Wolfinger's Wharf. So when we tear that down, we'll have some cover for it. So I think when I went by tonight, they're almost to Corduroy, and they just have to go a little bit more to get that done. And then I asked them if they would go to the north from Arquette up to Dave. I can't think of Dave's last name now, but it's the old Wagner property there. If they'd go to there, he doesn't want it done where the stone's at, but it would really help. There's water setting there. And I told him it's only going to take a day to do that because it's only maybe they're going to dip maybe a foot of dirt out of there to get that to work a little bit. So I don't know why they're so excited about cleaning ditches, right? Well, it's a good time to do it, too, because you can see what you're doing.
Water's way low.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Anything on the Dyke Road tree cutting?
I don't know why that's in there. I didn't put it, so.
Okay. I think I left it. Did they... because we didn't do anything last. They haven't done anything yet.
No, they won't. They're going to fit it in when it's nasty or something. They can't do anything else. They're going to fit that in.
Okay. Concrete apron recycling center.
I think everybody can see the second pour was there, and I don't know why people think we should have did it all at once, but you can't, because you can't block that driveway off for 2 weeks. So
I think it's just important that people know that because we've got really heavy trucks from the county going in and out, it's reinforced. It's a very thick pour, left it to cure for at least 2 weeks.
I said that at the last meeting, so it's in the record.
Okay. Very good.
When did they pour that? Monday?
Friday, I think.
Or Friday? Okay. I think it was Friday. So we got another week yet of
Thursday or Friday.
Okay. All right. Number seven, back to this. The township sign everybody sees is up. We did have some technical difficulties with it. It was working fine at night. Wasn't working during the day. And what happens is it requires more power during the day to make it brighter. And it was, the sign recognizes it before it pops the breaker. So we contacted the company, and what they did was they just backed the brightness down 10% during the daytime, and it's been working fine. There's a lot of tools in there that we'll never use, but it's a learning curve, so there's a lot of things in there we can use and play with and put some good messages out there. But the real reason, Joel, is I think this needs to get online. We need to have this added to the insurance.
Yeah, somebody could, a car could hit that.
Yeah, you know.
For replacement value, probably. We do have a general coverage that isn't listed.
Got to be listed, yeah.
But we can have it listed.
Yeah, I think we should list it since it's such an expensive asset.
It is a very valuable
asset. Yeah, you know, just the sign, and then you had the brickwork too.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can, maybe another 8,000 or something?
8 or 10, I'd say at least 10. I mean,
this is like a $60,000?
50 anyway, I would say.
50 at least.
Yeah. What, 40 plus 10?
So nobody hit it before they had it, right? Because you all want to get back at me. That's fine. Don't like your car.
Okay, was there any other old business?
Yes. Okay. You didn't put my 911 meeting on there. The meeting was November the 9th, and we approved the minutes, and then we went through the meeting, and we talked about alternative funding, subcommittee update, and there's so many new legislators that really killed us. You know, there's about two or three new ones, and so it's House Bill 445 that we were going to put in there to help pay for this, and it'll probably die in this session right now, and I think we're going to meet the legislators in February. We're going to go down to Columbus and talk to them face to face, the new ones. And but it still sounds like it's a go, but it's going to be a long, drawn out thing. And when they were talking about when Stacey Mitchell was talking about the meeting and all the staffing is at 117 right now. I think every 2 weeks they have 20 people come in, and they must lose 20 every 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh!
It's just crazy. I mean, their staffing should be at 150 or so they don't have all this overtime.
So you got all this burnout happening.
Yeah, that's wow. Yeah, and why they're so far behind? They had to hire. I think it's like an auditor or a controller for the money, you know. And to keep everything in order. So that's another $70,000 that put us down. So, or probably more.
Last I heard, we weren't realizing any of the economies of scale savings promised.
Oh, no, none at all.
Okay.
None at all. All right. We voted on a new chair, and it's Kelly Schlachter. And she's a Washington Township trustee. I haven't had too much contact with her, but Andy Glenn says she's a really good lady. He knows her.
She is.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah.
Okay.
She is.
Good.
She's got a lot on the ball.
Yeah, so the fellow we had there, I wasn't too impressed with him. So we'll see what happens. See, there's no meeting in December, so we're going to meet again in January. And like I said, probably February, we'll be going down to Columbus to talk to the state reps. And I think that's about all I got. Yeah, it was a pretty good meeting. I didn't think it'd be that good, but it was still pretty good. Yeah. That's all I got on it.
Anything else?
Nope, no other old business that I have.
All right, new business, the 2023 OTA conference.
So, yeah, just a reminder, the Ohio Township Association Winter Conference is January 25th to the 27th. And pre-registration is open now until January 11th. So, Joel, do you want folks to do that on their own, or do you want, okay, all right, same with hotel?
I think you guys kind of go in on that at one reservation.
That's what we always usually do.
Okay, all right.
Even Don made us do that.
He took care of himself.
Yeah, he was always there.
Yeah.
Okay, the number two, the township-owned properties for sale.
So, in your... there's a list in front of you that looks like this. Yeah. So this is the list of properties from the county website. I've stripped off any, like our parks and this particular site, but these are just the properties that came to us through the land bank. And so you see the zoning information. There's about six of them right now that are buildable. The rest of them fall below the minimum requirements for a buildable lot. And then the tax value is listed. And so this is just, I just want to get this in front of everybody. In some cases, you can see that a lot of these lots may only be 4,000 square feet, and I think we require 12,000 square feet for a buildable lot. So this is the list to work off of. I think there's we'll be working on more with the land bank, and we'll be looking for opportunities to combine non-buildable lots into those that are large enough to be buildable. And but we'll be I think we need to be talking to the zoning inspector for recommendations.
This first one here, mm-hmm. that Jerusalem Road, that one was that ours?
It is now. I don't. Yeah, you have to go back and look at the.
It's
history.
Just a little strip there. That's
that
much.
Isn't the one that we sold to.
I think
Turnout,
this. I think this is a narrow strip right along Route 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's long and narrow.
Yeah, we never sold any up there. We talked about it, but
I'm just looking at them.
Okay, because I knew we sold the one to Turner there in the farm.
Because I think it's right there by Howard.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, at least we have a list in front of us that we can start to work from.
Okay, the TMACOG annual meeting, yeah, January 20th.
Just a reminder, there's a January 20th TMACOG meeting. I think they usually meet for the morning.
Yeah. I'm signed up already.
Are you? Good. Okay. That registration deadline is January 6th. So, anyway, that's out there.
It's not what you learn there.
Networking opportunity.
Yeah, the networking is fantastic there.
Yes.
Okay, number four, the administrative support for the township officials and staff job description.
Yeah. So there's a job description here in front of you, and Joel, there's one over there by you. I went ahead and borrowed from the previous job description that we had, I've beefed this up a little bit to indicate that this person can help out with public records requests. They can support various boards, help with communications for social media, webmaster, WENS, and then support various departments as needed. So anyway, it's a draft to put in front of you. Take a look at it. Let me know if any edits. And then I think you had indicated, Bo, that you want to take this into consideration at the annual organizing meeting.
Well, we couldn't set. We couldn't set a pay until the reorg meeting. I think that we should definitely have this hashed out on whether we're going to do it or not. Yep. Do it prior to
the
reorg meeting.
I think we're getting complex enough that we are going to need some assistance with some of these duties. Okay.
So I'll leave that on.
It's been coming.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Number five, the Christmas party for kids. I think Gary talked about that. Was there any more you wanted to touch on with that? Mark, you guys were good on that?
Nothing else. Okay. Very good. Thanks, Gary.
Lucas County Township meeting, December 14th.
Yeah, that's at 6 o'clock on the 14th.
Gee, I didn't get anything on that. Did they send you something?
The email just came through. I think it just came through on Friday.
Oh.
So you didn't get it?
I didn't get it.
Okay, I will make sure that I forward it on. Oh, actually, there you are.
I didn't get any though.
Okay. Okay, I'll forward it on.
Number seven, the November 17th Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce. I think Mark, you attended that.
Yeah. Yeah, November 17th, I went to the Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce, which we are a member of as a township. It's a great networking opportunity. Joel Mazur is the new Oregon City Administrator. He was there. It was an opportunity to hear from him and his background and his plans for Oregon. He most recently was the city manager for Napoleon. He originally grew up in Waterville. He attended Adrian College, and his background is environmental science and biology. Hmm. He's got considerable experience at the city of Toledo prior to the 6 years that he's now most recently served as Napoleon City Administrator. He talked a little bit about his vision, which is a proper balance of industrial redevelopment and modernization and concern for the environment in the Oregon area. I'm sure he's been briefed. He did comment that the Oregon City Master Plan has not been updated in over 20 years. Normally for a city, that's a refresh every 5 years in order to be able to tailor future managed growth. So I think that's pretty high on his list. To get that city master plan updated. So anyway, it was a nice opportunity to meet with him and hear his views on the city of Oregon.
He impressed you then?
He's an approachable guy, and he's got a lot of good experience. You know, city mm-hmm. of Toledo, city of Napoleon.
What did he do to Toledo?
He was like assistant chief of staff under one of the mayors, and he also served in solid waste division and maintenance. You know,
a little bit of everything.
A lot of experience in different areas.
All right. Anybody else have any other new business?
Nothing from me.
No, I'm fine.
The only other thing I had was to think about if you look at the calendar, our last trustees meeting of the year is on December 27th, which is 2 days after Christmas. And we usually like to have the reorg meeting in December.
Yeah, between Christmas and New Year's.
And since that's a longer one, I would ask that we could either do it either the 29th or the 30th. I don't care, in the evening. The 30th is Friday. I'm off during the day, or we could do it in the evening, or we could do it Thursday. You know, we start a little bit earlier on Thursday. I guess whatever everybody's kind of schedule looks like. I just don't want to start at 7 and get out of here at 11.
On Thursday, the 29th, I should be available by 6 o'clock.
You could also do it earlier in the day.
Correct. We could do it, well.
So I work during the day on Thursday, and that's inventory time for us, so it's crazy for us.
So, yeah, but we Friday, need to do Thursday evening or Friday.
We don't have to make a decision now. We got to have it picked by the next one. But my recommendation is to cancel the December 27th regular meeting for the year.
I support that.
And then we can, at the next meeting, let's have a date, or unless, you know, for the reorg meeting.
So we'll cancel the December 27th meeting?
Yeah.
Possible 29th then.
Yeah. And just not have much of an agenda.
Well, you got the reorg. It's the reorg.
You do a brief one in the beginning to pay bills, and then you leave that one and go into the reorg.
Yeah, that's what we did before.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. There'll probably be some bills you have to pay before the end of the year.
Yeah, but those also come in.
So do you...
What time did you say you could make it on the 29th?
On the 29th, I could be available starting at 6.
6, we'll be out here by 9-ish probably. Does that work? I don't get able to work Friday, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm fine with that if that's...
I got to talk to my social director.
Okay. Well, then get back with us at the next meeting on your date, and we'll go from there.
Tentatively.
So... Any other or new business?
Nope.
I have nothing else.
All right. I don't forget this, but... Any public participation?
Maggie Adeller, ADELLER. I was just wondering about the township-owned properties. Is there a maximum number that we have that we purchase to cap out at, so we don't get too many out there?
These are properties turned over by the land bank.
Yeah, so you're asking, is there...
Do you guys have a cap number that you would stop at, so we don't say have 200 property parcels that is owned by the township that comes out of the general fund?
We don't have, we never did have a cap set that I'm aware of on how many we own, on how many we would own at once.
Is that something you guys could look into?
Well, it isn't a decision on the part of the township as to how many properties we want to own, because we really don't want to own properties. But what happens is, as the land bank turns them over, then it's our desire to then turn around and make them available for sale to members of the community. If they're non-buildable, you know, can they be combined with other non-buildables to make a buildable? If they can't, you know, people that live adjacent to them would be an opportunity for them to purchase that and then annex that onto their property. And if it is buildable, then that's great. We would love to have folks buy and build in our community.
And one thing I want to add to that is, the reason that the land bank, it makes sense for us to take them from the land bank. Mm-hmm. If you get on Aries and you ever look around down Reno, there's a lot of properties that are owned by people like investment groups, Texas, you know, New York, mm-hmm. and they don't pay taxes on them. It's almost like, I always kind of compare it like the old Woodville Mall. You know, that just kept getting sold. People are using it as a write-off, and so you have, it's doing no good for the residents. So, you know, trying to get them back from the land bank and getting them into the adjoining property owners, or, you know, into good tax-paying citizens' hands, and they can take care of them for us, is the ultimate goal.
Do you send a notice to the adjoining property just one once, or do you try and send it a second time, a couple years down the road, like,
if it doesn't,
hey, this is still available, just so you know, would you like to purchase it?
Well, from what I can remember of being in here, we've, you know, kind of got this ball rolling, was, and we've only sold a couple of them, was we sent them out, the ones that we did send out, we had responses right away on them. And the residents took them, and then Linda combined the lots and, or added them to their existing. There's been a couple that I've tried to sell, and the adjoining property owners don't want them because they're landlocked, and they're like, why should I pay the $3 on the taxes? When, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
And it makes sense in that aspect. But that's what we're trying to do with this also, is we're trying to get a, I don't want to call it a real estate page.
We actually do have, there is a real estate page that's on our website.
Yeah.
That we'll be able to start to put these up and make them, you know, that people can shop.
Right. And then if there's something that you're like, hey, well, I own that piece of property down here, I could buy that one. That's, we want to get, we don't want to own them.
Right.
I don't want to own them. But it makes sense for us to take them from the land bank so we can distribute them back out properly to residents.
Right.
Instead of these investment groups.
Right. Yeah, we would much rather they be owned by folks who live in the township as opposed to somebody who's out of state.
Let's move on.
Okay.
So every property needs to pay this.
Karen, did you have something?
I do. I received your response. Thank you. It was much quicker than I anticipated. Again, looking for the attorney's fees. I made a request in 2021 for these things, probably about mid, without looking at a specific date. I received a letter dated September 29th, 2021. That the conditional use permit as well as certificate of zoning were available for me to pick up. Shortly after that, after a zoning meeting, I asked for these things and the zoning inspector didn't know what I was talking about, even though I was at the meeting when she approved these things were available to me. I made the comments again at a trustee meeting about this. I never heard anything. March 8th, 2022, I again requested these items, no response. April 4th, 2022, some things were sent to me. I asked when the other items would be available, no response. April 25th, I emailed all the trustees as to when I would review these things. Again, no response. Remember, these were items that as of September 29th, 2021, were in the office for me to view.
We have no obligation. Yeah.
And again, the first certified letter to the township was ignored. And finally, on October 19th of this year, I received those things that were available to me as of September 29th, 2021, well over a year after original request. I don't think the township had any intention of giving me these items. I believe these files were destroyed, and I believe someone had to go digging around through county archives to find them. So again,
That's speculation.
Okay. But they should have been. They should have been in that file. So I'll tell you, I was told they were there, and it took me over a year to get them.
There are, okay. So, what we're trying, what one of the items of business we talked about earlier in this meeting is, in order to try to make things clearer, our fiscal officer has assembled a public records request form,
and internal soon, form.
Well, it is also for a requester to fill out the top, they could fill out the top part. And the public record requests must be clear enough and specific enough.
Excuse me, here are copies as well for you to review. And again, the next topic, are you sure there is no list of commercial residential properties that was distributed to the township, or to the county, I should say.
You mean, did we produce a list?
Correct.
We did not produce a list.
Okay, please refer to the township meeting recording on June 16th, 2022, around the 1 minute or 1 hour seventh mark, just after. Clearly, there is a list being prepared to ensure correct trash collection fees were being collected for township revenue. And there was even discussion about these possibly being needed
to be
invoiced.
Let me explain the context.
So we have a route list from Republic, and we have a list of properties for tax roll purposes from the county auditor. And we're in the process of reconciling both of those. Has the township created a list of commercial properties that include a residence? No, we have not created such a list, which is why there is no list, there is no document to respond to your request.
Are you hearing me?
Let me finish, please. We are in the process of reconciling those two documents. So do we have a list? No, we do not have a list. We'll be reconciling the route list with the county tax rolls. And I'm still waiting for a corrected route list
from Republic.
So I don't have both documents that we need to be able to reconcile those yet.
So will there be a list available in the future?
There will be a master tax roll list, and there will be a master route list from Republic that will be reconciled.
So there will not be a list specifically to this, commercial residences?
Of commercial properties with residences on them? No, there will not be such a list created.
According to the minutes, it sounded like you were preparing that specifically, so that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Mr. Tank.
Bill Tank, question about these properties, these parcels. In the past, the land banker, whomever it may be, always approached the adjoining property owners and offered this to them. Now, you're stating that when you go to the adjoining property owner, they can purchase it. They never had to in the past. Are you willing to do what they did in the past and offer it to them for the transfer fee? Or are you going to sit on these and demand some money?
We haven't.
You've commingled a couple of things. So if there is a non-buildable property and it's at the land bank, and the land bank transfers it to the township, then there is a transfer cost involved for the township to then turn around and transfer it to a private property owner. We met with the land bank, and they have agreed that in some cases, when the property is at the land bank, the land bank can work directly with the interested potential property owner and transfer that, and they would handle the transfer between the two of them, and we would not have to have the township be in the middle of that transfer.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Are you willing to do what they did rather than demand money, get this property, these non-buildable parcels, back into a tax-paying situation?
That's the whole intent, is to get all of these parcels back into the hands of private owners.
But when you say that they can purchase this, you're talking like a real estate agent and you want to sell it instead of transferring it for the legal fees to do the transfer.
Well, if it transfers from the land bank to the potential owner, and the land bank uses its own staff attorney and doesn't incur transfer costs, that's between that potential owner and the land bank if there's any transfer costs or if those transfer costs are waived. If the township takes title to that and then turns around, we have to retain an attorney to handle the transfer. So, and once those properties go to the land bank, are there back taxes that have never been collected, and
well,
is that a loss of revenue?
In the past, the same as they're doing for you.
Correct. They will wipe those taxes off. Now that is, as a resident of this community, though those properties the prior owners of those properties didn't pay their taxes. And so that means that there's an additional, potential additional tax burden on all of the other tax-paying residents of this community.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but are you doing a title search to make sure there's nothing hidden there in the transfer of these to you?
I would think the land bank would handle all of that, that title search. All I'm saying is that if that property has value, it's an opportunity to try to recover some of the lost tax revenue that otherwise places an additional burden on all of you.
Yeah, but look at what you're doing. You're setting on all these properties, these parcels, and it's costing the township money because you got to pay all the special fees on these.
Mr. Tank, we're not trying to sit on all of these properties. We're trying to turn them around.
You're trying to sell them. You're not trying to move them. I mean, let's move them to the adjoining owners and get on with life.
Some of them don't have adjoining owners that are any good.
Well, then what are you going to do with something that's not buildable? You're not going to get anything out of it. You're not going to find a buyer.
They might.
That's the thing. I can give you a perfect example of one. Corduroy Road, where Ron Coker lives, there's a paper road that runs alongside his property that's no longer there, and there's lots in there. Like every other one or every two, there's a lot. And they're landlocked. The paper road's been vacated. Nobody can get to them. You can buy them, but they're useless. Nobody, because they're not buildable. And I've asked, I asked Dave, I said, do you want to buy these? And he's like, I don't want them. I go, just the conveyance fee. Just pay the conveyance fee for us. He doesn't want them. So some of them we're going to be stuck with. And that's where we have to pick and choose if they're worth even taking.
But here's the other thing, too. Are you going to cite yourself when these don't get mowed or maintained? You do everybody else in this community.
Okay.
Could we change the requirement for square footage to 8 instead of 12?
You probably could.
If we're R3 instead of R1, I believe the requirement to build is 4,500 square feet, but to be an R1 is 12,000 square foot. And where Reno is, most of it is cottages, where a lot of the parcels are 4,500 square foot that my house sits on that is non-buildable.
Was that a county?
That's a local zoning. That would be the
it's
zoning board.
It's actually in our zoning. I got it off our website.
Yeah, that's a zoning.
I didn't know if it was something that we picked up from Lucas County and transferred over into our zoning. That's what was my question on that. That would be a request to the zoning board for them to discuss and bring to us. So, any other questions?
Is there any way I can have a list of the properties that you guys have in front of you?
It's not. We're still working through that list. When we put it up on the website, it'll be available publicly.
I would like a copy of that as well.
When it'll be posted on the website it's when it's available.
It's a public
available.
Record, isn't it? You brought it to the meeting. It's in
it's
the
a
meeting.
Working it's a working record. Document right now.
It's a public record, and it's allowed to be requested before it gets to the website.
I hear your request. We'll take it under advisement.
Would you like me to fill out one of your new forms?
Any other public participation? Mrs. Nissen.
Sandra Nissen. Did any one of you find out what is the difference between why you're cleaning these ditches on DeCant and Curtis Road instead of petitioning the county to do it?
I can call you up and I'll give you one of the engineer's numbers and you can talk to him and he'll set you straight.
I did talk to
Jay Mosley. And this is what I have from Jay Mosley, and he is the gentleman that is in charge of these. Ditches that run within county right-of-ways are cleaned by the county. Okay? Petition ditches fall on private property, whereas the landowner, the private landowner, would bear the cost to clean their portion of the ditch. By petitioning it, the burden falls on everybody in the watershed, benefiting from the watershed. The Ohio Revised Code is 6131 regarding petitioning ditches. And Jay Mosley said if anybody has any concerns, they can contact him, and his phone number is 419-344-0435. And I think, Cindy, you've talked to him in the past, and he was very, very helpful with you.
Oh, yeah, he's really good.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
very informed.
You know, I asked the question, and that's what he told me. It makes sense to me. So he's saying, you know, anything that falls in the right-of-way of the county road, same as Jerusalem Township roads, those are our ditches that we have to maintain and we clean. But anything that falls in the right-of-way, they clean. Ones that fall through private property have to be petitioned so they can clean them. And they bear the cost to everybody in the watershed instead of the one landowner or three landowners, whoever it is, in the ditches.
What if that property runs through federal property?
The federal government doesn't pay taxes.
It's not a tax. It's a ditch cleaning.
It's a petition. They don't pay it.
Nice of them. If they would keep up their portion, ours would drain properly. Just saying.
Does that help? I mean, is it? It's as clear as I could get it.
It makes sense. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have another question. You had a special meeting to award the bid for the what was the purpose for having to have a special meeting for that?
To award the bid. And
was that time sensitive?
That property was declared a hazardous nuisance by the fire department. It was dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's a health hazard to the public. If any kids would decide to play in there, there's part of the building is collapsed. It's filled with vermin, and we wanted to get that awarded so that could be arranged for demolition as soon as possible.
When is that going to take place?
Within a week.
Yeah.
Within a week of today.
Probably
next week, or it's coming.
He said it'd be about 2 weeks out from when we awarded the contract.
So.
Yeah.
First of December sometime, put it that way.
Okay. So you couldn't have brought that to the regular meeting?
Would have delayed it further.
He wanted to get it in his schedule.
And, Bo, I noticed that you weren't at the meeting. Is there any reason? Or?
I didn't feel that it was that time sensitive, that it couldn't have waited. It was me. So I chose not to attend.
How was the special meeting called? Does that have to be done by the chairman of the board, or any two trustees can get together and call one?
You need a quorum. Quorum of trustees.
Yes, what number is that, please? Okay. I have just a couple other things. I would like a list of those properties as well.
I understand.
You brought it to the public meeting, and it should be available.
Yep.
What's wrong with just getting rid of it?
I also would like a copy of the job description.
That's from the county.
That's from the county.
Yeah, it came off the area's website. I mean, it's available for everybody.
Yes, the draft of the job description for the office person.
You know what you should do for that, Mark? Make a draft on it for.
Yep. Yeah, we'll do that.
That isn't done yet for the, you know, for the job position. Really, we got to look at it and approve it even.
It's a draft. I'd like to see a copy.
You want to see the draft?
Yeah.
You know how I do the watermark thing?
And the Christmas party, how does that work? Does the township pay for that?
We're getting donations. Yep. A lot of people are donating their time. They're donating stuffed animals, coloring books, crayons. For the most part, yeah.
Money?
We're still working on it. Not yet. Because no, just no money yet. Just stuff, basically.
So is that put on by the rec department?
We're partnering with the fire department, yes.
And the township has no interest in it? I don't mean interest. I'm sure they're interested.
Okay, yes, when you do it.
but there will be no money coming out of the township coffers?
Correct.
For this?
Yes, right now, correct, yeah.
Okay.
There's no plan on to ask them for
anything. Yeah, no money's from the general fund.
Oh.
And I'm sure Gary would.
I think we got an elf volunteer, right?
Yeah. I could be an elf, I'm pretty sure.
Now, Sandy, we never did take any money out of the township,
yeah,
remember?
I just couldn't remember how that worked.
Some of us all went around and asked for donations. That's how we did it for the last 10 years or so, yeah.
And I'm sure Gary will not turn down any donations, monetary, for the Christmas party, so.
Okay. I shall work on that. Any possibility I could get copies of those drafts tonight?
No, we'll get those marked and prepared, and we'll make them available to you later.
When later?
Certainly at the next meeting, if you want them before, we'll see if we can get them to you before, if you'd like that.
Well, I know you have my phone number, so you can call me at any time.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other public participation?
What's the Lucas County Trustees meeting? What's that?
Lonnie, just say your name real quick.
Lonnie Hart.
It's the Lucas County Township Association. So all of the townships in Lucas County meet periodically to exchange information. And, you know, they've had meetings about the 911 and a few other topics that are common to.
The snow, when we had all that problem with the snow with the engineers, we all met and just, we probably only meet about four times a year max.
Correct.
And then my other question was, you had mentioned your 911 house bill meeting, or house meeting. They hired that lady, and that could cost us $70,000?
No. Everyone.
Oh, okay.
Everyone.
Cool. That's all I have.
Any other participation?
James Boothby, quick question.
Yes.
Am I under the understanding that in about five to 6 weeks, we will not have Sheriff's Patrol?
The Sheriff Navarre assured us, and I think we put that response out there.
And
he assured us.
I just wondered if he was sticking to that or going back to his old thing as of January 1st, no sheriff.
No, he explained, and I think it was in the press article. He explained that the letter, we got the same letter that five or six other townships got, and the letter was written too broadly. So he assured us that he stands by his word when he came and met with us personally, that he will continue to abide by that, and we will have about a 50% presence in our township.
Thank you.
And it will be rotating, I believe. It may not be,
not scheduled hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live right here, and I watch them, and I think it's more than 50% that we got them.
Yeah. Now? I think it is too.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, and you don't really want to, you don't want everybody to know when they aren't here.
Yeah.
Because that's why you don't tell people when you're on vacation your house is empty.
Any others? Seeing none, looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Gary, if you want me to go to the bank, because I know there's some money there, but I don't know how much.